It's been 48 hours since it emerged the Gardaí are carrying out a full investigation into Tánaiste and Fine Gael leader Leo Varadkar's leaking of a confidential cabinet document almost 2 years ago. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald has written to the Taoiseach and Fianna Fáil leader Micheál Martin to seek an urgent meeting over the issue, saying she believes Mr Varadkar needs to resign. And two Fianna Fáil TDs say they also believe the Fine Gael leader needs to temporarily step aside. Our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham, is here. Remind us of the background to this, Paul.
Well, the background of this is fairly simple. It was that Leo Varadkar, when he was Taoiseach, was looking at negotiations which were ongoing to try and conclude a GP contract, something which had been discussed and for many, many years. And in the course of that, he gave a confidential document to Matthew O'Toole, who was a member of a rival GP organisation, to the IMO, which the government was negotiating with. It has to be said that Dr O'Toole was also someone who Leo Varadkar knew. So the sending of a confidential document by Leo Varadkar to Dr O'Toole then emerged in the Village magazine, and since then we've had this controversy which has culminated in the fact that the Gardaí are now going to investigate the circumstances surrounding the handing over of the document, and that's where we currently stand. The Gardaí will do their investigation. They will pass on a file to the Director of Public Prosecutions, who ultimately will determine whether or not anything should happen on foot of that investigation.
So what's happening now?
What's happening now is that with the confirmation that the Gardaí have not just assessing things but actually launched an investigation, it triggered Sinn Féin to lead a full frontal attack on both the Tánaiste, Leo Varadkar, and the other coalition parties, in which they said that Leo Varadkar has engaged in abuse of power, and on that basis he should resign, and if he should not resign, then the Taoiseach Micheál Martin should act and should remove him from cabinet. It wasn't just the Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald who was saying this, it was also senior members of her front bench like David Cullinan as well. The response from Fianna Fáil to this latest thing which came out last night, that she wanted to have, Mary Lou MacDonald wanted to have a meeting with the Taoiseach, is silence. We don't know what the Taoiseach intends to do on that. It has to be said, it is St. Patrick's Day, it's a particularly busy time with multiple TV interviews and engagements, so maybe that might take a little bit of time to come out. When it comes to Fine Gael, however, Fine Gael sources are saying that Sinn Féin at this particular point is engaging in, and this is their words, blatant politicking and hypocrisy, in which they're seeking to score points. They're saying Deputy MacDonald doesn't care that the Dáil voted confidence in the Tánaiste last year. That was a no confidence motion put down by Sinn Féin, which the government won. And as Peter Burke says yesterday, the legal advice to the Tánaiste is that he's committed no offence and looks forward to the matter being concluded, and they're not going to be lectured by anyone in Sinn Féin. So you're getting a sense of a bubbling up of resentment within Fine Gael at the matter in which, whatever about issuing a statement yesterday lunchtime, that this is still a running issue today.
Could the government fall over this, Paul, or will Leo Varadkar resign?
I think both of those scenarios are highly unlikely. Leo Varadkar has shown no indication that he intends to resign. While he has apologised for errors of judgment, and that was in the Dáil last November, the Dáil voted support in him, and both his coalition partners are standing by that and reaffirmed that yesterday. With regard to the government falling, no, once again, I don't see any particular chink in the armour there. The coalition government still has the numbers there. It has to be said that the Fianna Fáil TD for Sligo Leitrim, Mark McSharry, has indicated that he believes that Leo Varadkar should stand aside temporarily until the conclusion of the Garda investigation. He has had support from Fianna Fáil's youth wing, but apart from that, there hasn't been any sign that their numbers would crumble away so much that the coalition would be in danger. So I don't think Leo Varadkar is going to resign, and I don't think the coalition is going to fall on this one.
Paul, thank you. That's our political correspondent, Paul Cunningham.